You're lucky you're sexy, or I would leave you through the night. I'd take my shit and leave a note just saying, don't text me, because you're wasting all my time. And I won't listen to your lies, cause I know you keep on lying, and I feel like crying. And I think that you could learn a thing or two. Too bad mannered and selfishly hammered, picked you up when you know I could just run away from you. You make me feel like I'm irrelevant, then you call me late at night. You make me feel like I'm irrelevant, even though I'm on your
Hello, you are listening to UCC 98.3 FM. I'm your host, Rosie, and today we have a very special guest on Livy on Rosie. It is Lloyd John, everyone! Woo! Welcome to the studio. I'm so glad to have you.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, Lloyd John is a singer-songwriter from Limerick. He has kind of an array of genres, really, but like alt-pop is your main one.
Yeah, like everyone kind of asks that question. I haven't really figured it out yet, still working on it, but I've kind of just put myself into this little category of like
dark alternative pop music, do you know?
Yeah, because you've like kind of experimented with a little bit of rap, a little bit of hyper pop,
not the whole way. That's what I find, I get inspiration from a lot of different things all the time. I'm always jumping around listening to new stuff all the time, and then I'm like, oh cool, I want to make something like that, and then I like kind of make something like that, but also like kind of hold on to my style a little bit. I don't know, I haven't figured it out yet, I'm working on it, but do you know what I mean? I like to explore right now. I'm young, let me explore.
You're young, youth on your side.
I'm gonna keep telling myself that.
Okay, so how did it kind of start? Like, were you always singing and dancing?
No, actually not always. So I grew up in quite a musical background. My dad is a dance teacher and my mom's a fantastic singer. But I started like music through school, traditional instruments, you know yourselves. But I got into piano lessons around 5 or 6 years old. And I did classical grades growing up and stuff like that. And it was only till about, like now, just like Christmas shows and stuff as a kid, I would be singing at those and stuff, because the teacher would be like, oh, you can sing, so you're doing that, you know what I mean? But I started singing properly, doing covers online and things like that at about maybe 14 or 15.
Okay.
And then knuckled down on the original stuff by, I'm going to say 18, because it was actually 16, but the music is horrendous and I've deleted it since and it doesn't exist anymore. So we're going to say 18 instead of, the previous EP that we don't talk about. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You just dropped that one in there.
Yeah, but it's never, ever seen the light of day, ever.
Does it exist at all?
No. I've made that very clear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. I've done the research.
But do you think that it was important that happened?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because I produced it and everything myself as a like little 16-year-old.
Oh,
I had no idea what I was doing. Because I'm from the countryside. I didn't really have like any industry friends or anything like that. Do you know what I mean? I didn't really have any of that at the start. I was just at my laptop, and my brother was like kind of dabbling in DJing and stuff. So I kind of just picked up what I got off him from DJing and mixing tunes together. Yeah. And then I kind of learned how to produce a little bit.
A
little bit. Yeah. A small bit.
Interesting. So you kind of, were you always kind of confident then with, I mean, you started quite young.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I was confident. I just, I like to have a lot of control about the music I make and the idea of
musician.
I know. Tell me about it. But the idea of me having 100% control of what
it's
the product
appealing.
is great. Realize that's a mistake though, because I think second opinions and collaboration is crucial. Because when artists write for themselves, and if they're producing for themselves and mixing and mastering for themselves, there's only one opinion there, and sometimes you get a little bit clouded by your decisions, and sometimes there's not a lot of clarity when you're making a final product. Do you know what I mean? So a good opinion, someone you trust, or just collaborating on the songwriting or the mixing aspect or the producing aspect of it is always good for the record, every time, I think.
Interesting. Yeah. So can you kind of fall into like rabbit holes?
Yeah. Like, and you can fall into using the same thing that kind of worked on the last record on this record, and then there's nothing really special about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think that's kind of a question I was thinking of asking today was, the creative process behind making music can often be so kind of introspective, and you have to kind of live in your own bubble, but then balancing that with having to be kind of a social media personality and sell your music as a product.
Yeah.
How do you go about that? What do you think?
I'm still working it out. It's a lot. Like, the social media side of things is quickly taking over, like, probably 80% of the time. Like, you know, you kind of have to set aside a few months to make the music, and once that's done, just start making content, and you don't even get to think about music for a little while, because you just need to make so much content based around things that you really need to do well in releases like coming up in the future. So personally, I don't love it. I love video. I shoot my own music videos as well. There's a control thing again. I like to do everything, but like, I direct, write, and shoot my music videos. And that's fun because there's like a good story to it, and there's a lot of like thinking involved and a little bit of a team behind it, and it's a good time and everything's fun. But the whole short content, putting things out just for the sake of it, I'm not massively into. I'd like to create stories behind my music if I'm doing video in that sense, but there's no time for that anymore. You know what I mean?
Time is definitely, by the way, quick music video plug.
Oh, the Homesick music video, that's fun. That's really cool. And I'm filming a video for the current song, I Hope That You Cry. Mm-hmm. That will be coming out soon. So
hell yeah.
Yeah.
And I've been seeing little teasers of that on the Instagram. Yeah. So.
Well, that's honestly just TikTok stuff, like, and Instagram stuff, you know, that we...
The lighting and everything is so impressive.
It's just my room. My room is very pink sometimes.
It's my LED lights.
Which, no, the video's going to be really cool. We're shooting that on Saturday, and it should be really fun, yeah.
Yeah, I think that time is, like, so... Everything is, like, instant gratification, and there's, like, creativity needs, like, space and time to be able to kind of, like, flourish.
Yeah.
And to put, like, deadlines and, like, it's so restricting.
And, yeah, also, like, if you're trying to put out music all the time as well, it's quite expensive for a smaller artist to be putting so much money into videographers and putting all this time away to make videos and stuff, especially when it already costs so much to make a decent record and decent project, like, if you don't know how to produce yourself, you know what I mean? So it's just a lot of pressure to get your start, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure. But for me, when I was discovering new artists, and still to this day, I always go to YouTube and watch a video because I like to put a face to the music.
Okay.
So usually when I'm discovering a new artist, I can listen to music, right? I can listen to a really, really good album, but I don't care about it until I've seen an interview about what they look like, how they sound, what their personality is about. I love to just know who the person is before I connect to the music. Every time. Every single time. Yeah.
Because, like, I guess it is a whole personality that you're sort of signing up for when you, not like join a fandom, but become part of, like, a music following.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, like, I suppose I can listen to the lyrics and then know where they're coming from. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can kind of get a sense of what their trauma is, why they started.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
yeah.
Okay, so what is, like, your inspiration for writing?
The
hard question.
Okay, experience, to be honest. I tried this thing for years where you just sit down and write a song. This time I'm going to write this song from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock or whatever. And it doesn't work for me. Because, like, Ed Sheeran was doing the thing, like, if you've got a dirty tap, dirty old tap, turn on the tap and there's going to be brown, dirty water for a while, but eventually it'll be clear and you'll be writing all these amazing songs. So the dirty water is the bad songs, get them out of your system, and then there's this clear flowing water and you're just writing good songs all the time.
Yeah, kind of like first draft.
Yeah. But I tried that, and to be honest, writing so many bad songs isn't fun. It's just not fun. And I've just found especially over the last year, you just need to live a little. Just go out, do things. Some stuff will happen. It won't be great, but then you can write a great song about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for me, I usually get some weird inspiration in the middle of the night. And that's the time where you just got to go and do it. As soon as the inspiration like calls, you just kind of got to work on it. So when it's late in the morning, like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, if I get something in my head, I will grab a guitar, go to the piano really quickly and just record a voice note. And then if I have time the next morning, I'm going to produce it straight away, because I feel like the quicker you get that initial inspiration recorded, that's where the magic is on the record. If you leave a song for a few months and record it in a few months from the time of writing it, you could already be so disconnected from those lyrics and how you thought about that song, and it just won't come across the same way.
Yeah.
So the quicker you get the magic down, the better.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of how I work at the moment.
Like, sometimes I'll have that sort of divine inspiration in the night, and then I'll wake up to like a voice note that I made, and I'll be like, what the hell was I trying to say?
Yeah, but that's all part of it.
Like, you need to do it straight
away.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Because you never know what can come from it. Like, and it could just be the start of a different idea entirely, you know?
So is Lloyd John recommending that you get your heart broken to create content?
I mean... But you can look at it that way.
Like, you can't really tap into anything else unless you have those experiences, which is very true.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, it's not authentic.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a lot of music that I've written this year that will be coming out within the next year or two, and that will tell you about heartbreak. So,
okay, Shade. Very cool. We're excited. A little bit about the kind of, like, the balance between... having to be kind of like on stage and being like a performer, and then having to like write music, and that's like personal time. You said that you kind of like dipped away from like doing radio shows and stuff for a while.
For a little bit, yeah. Because honestly, like, when people ask me these questions sometimes, like, who am I?
Yeah.
What are you inspired by?
It's very invasive.
Oh,
like,
my... Not even that. It's just I have no idea. That's the only thing. Like, it's not invasive. I'm fine. It's just I have no idea what I'm supposed to say. Do you know? So I'm just chatting rubbish.
And you have to sell yourself.
And I hope it's the right thing. You know what I mean? All I can do is know what I am right now. Haven't really figured out what I want to be fully. I'm just going to keep doing my thing, and just hopefully that's it then eventually.
And I
you
think
know what I mean?
That's like a really nice thing about people who... create stuff, is that you can almost have like a moment in time from each different chapter of your life documented.
Yeah.
Because you might not have the same brand or like style, whatever, for the rest of your life, but it will be like little pockets of like different moments of time.
Yeah, and like that's what I'm saying. Whatever I'm doing right now, it doesn't matter. It's a piece of history eventually, you know. But I do think like over the last year, I've been quiet enough, not like completely doing nothing. In terms of public, I did a tour and I did some radio stuff, but I was quieter than usual because I was writing loads and producing loads and really learning my craft a bit more. But I am knuckling into a little bit of a genre that I'm really enjoying, and I might be finding myself in that aspect a little bit. But still loads to figure out.
Okay.
Yeah. Said I'd let you know.
Nice, a little exclusive. Do you prefer like the performance aspect of it or the other
towards
side?
What's the other option?
Just kind of like songwriting.
Oh, I love them both. I'll be honest though, I get the most serotonin from live performance.
Okay.
I love it. It's amazing. Now, saying that, I love songwriting. It's songwriting and the live performance are my two favorite things. You know what I mean? The producing is the tedious stuff. You know, all those things, like the social media content, that's all tedious stuff. It's still so important and it's grand. It's fun. Like, but the songwriting and then putting that song in front of an audience is always going to be my favorite thing to do.
How and does it feel?
It'll keep me going, you know?
Like when people are singing your lyrics that you wrote back.
I know. I don't want to say, oh, like, I'm just trying not to have a big head about it. Like, do you know what I mean? It's amazing. No, like, it's amazing. It really, really is. And especially in Cork and like, Limerick and stuff, like, people I know and grew up with, and then people that I've only, like, met recently through going to shows and all this are just so supportive about it. And they're really, like,
there's
telling
such community.
Me. Yeah, it's really nice. And they're just sitting me down and they're just telling me, like, oh, like, I get it, like, do you know what I mean? I understand where you're coming from with these songs, and And it's really, really, really nice to hear. And to be honest, it's not hard to learn my lyrics because I am a sucker for repetition. And it's the same song and the same word over and over and over again until I drill it into your head. Like
it's the only way to do it.
So, yeah, no, but it's amazing. And I haven't experienced it too much. I'd say the most I've experienced, like, people knowing my lyrics was from the tour in February. And I can't get enough of it. Like, it's just, gratitude, amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? It's, can't describe it.
You say you didn't get it too much. Do you think COVID was kind of the problem was there?
Well, yeah, like, the tour was the first big thing back since COVID. Like, before COVID, we had one show for the Battle of the Bands in Cypress Avenue in March of 2019 or 2020. And then after that, that was my first band gig and last band gig until after COVID, you know? So I've been around for a long time in terms of my artistry, but I haven't really been in the live music scene for too long. Mm-hmm. I've only been doing it properly for the last 2 years. You know?
No way.
Yeah, no. Now, to be fair, I did a lot of solo stuff, but also it wasn't to the level of, not even not to the level, but it wasn't, I wasn't focused on it. So I wasn't pushing myself in the live music scene as much as I am in the last 2 years. Just because I know what I want now, like, do you know that kind of way? But I did some solo stuff growing up, and I'm slowly coming back to that a little bit.
Okay.
Because there's a time and place for that. I did a gig in the Roundy, and it was so special. It was so, so, so special. I loved every second of it. I love my big gigs. I love my band gigs, but there was something about pulling it all back and just going back to the piano. Oh, it was amazing. I love it.
Tell me about that one a little bit more.
I don't know. I did a gig in the Roundy maybe a month ago, and for whoever wanted to come, it was a seated gig, which is so unusual for me because I love the party. You know, I love a big rave. But it was a seated gig, and I performed all of the stuff that will be coming out in the next year or two. So I literally released everything in that room for the first time, and probably for the only time for a while. And it was just really nice. I had two backing vocalists and I had one guitarist, and I was playing keys, and everything was just stripped back, and everything was just raw, authentic, and really sad. But it went down really well, and it was such a nice feeling to have so like, the Roundy's a small room, and like, it just having,
it's
like
intimate.
Yeah, exactly. And just having like all my people just all in one place, and me feeling comfortable to sing these songs that I'm really, really vulnerable in. Like, you know what I mean? It was just a nice feeling. Mm. And I want to feel that again. So, yeah.
And it was also kind of a goodbye.
A little bit, yeah.
To Cork?
Yeah, like, that doesn't mean I'm not coming back. You know what I mean? I'm going to London, moving away in 2 weeks, which is terrifying. But it was like the last gig that I was going to book before I go. But yeah, like, I've already planned a tour for sometime in Ireland, so that'll be fine. Okay. You know,
we can relax.
Yeah.
I saw on Lloyd's story that you were going to London like Friday or something. It was your last week in Cork.
I leave Cork and I move back to Limerick for a week, and then I'm gone.
I was like, act now, Rosie.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi. You know, it would be so cool and funny.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I got straight in there. So like you said, it's kind of, I guess, reaffirming to have people hear what you've been carrying in your heart and then to put it into songs. Is it like a cathartic process where it's like, you know, are you able to kind of fully tap into those emotions, or are you kind of playing a character? Like, are you able to be really present?
Right now.
When singing.
Lloyd John, the live show and stuff, is 100% me. Completely. To be honest, I haven't really, because like playing a character, what? I want to play myself, you know what I mean? Like, and like, I want to figure out myself, and I want to figure, like, I suppose as an artist as well, like, I don't really, I don't know, I think a lot about who I actually am and who I want to be and how I want to make people feel, and just, I think a lot about other people. I think a lot about, okay, how do I come across?
Yeah.
Naturally. To other people. No, I'm not saying I'm worried about being like the most people pleaser ever in the whole world, or like, I don't know.
Well, it's important to think about how you're being perceived as well.
But not even that. Like, not even like, oh, I have to look this good because they won't like me. It's not that. It's just I naturally just like to think, how are you feeling? Have I done anything wrong? Or how can I make this better for you? And all that. Yeah, a little bit. But yeah, so I'm just figuring myself out. I don't want to play a character in the Lloyd John stuff because, I don't know, I feel like if you choose that route, and I know a lot of people do because there's not a lot of artists I know who are literally completely different people in public than who they are behind the door. But I don't think I can live like that because I feel like I go out and if I'm doing this character, I could it could develop into this big ego and this whole like power trip, and like I feel like that character could go very wrong, you know, unless it's managed by someone or looked after, unless I've like in detail written out and learned off who this character and who this person is, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I feel like that could get ugly for me anyway, so I'm just gonna be myself and hopefully that goes well. Do you know what I mean?
Now, curveball, do you think that idea of, like, being too egotistical is that, like, Irish, like, control your notions type of thing?
Yeah, maybe. Coming off? Yeah, I totally agree. Because I was saying, like, or people were saying to me, once you go over to London, like, you're meant to talk yourself up. You're meant to just, like represent yourself because everyone else is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you're here, it's just kind of like, I did something cool. I did something cool, but it's not that cool. Like, exactly. Do you know?
Don't even listen.
Yeah, like, it's okay. Talk about something else, you know? So maybe, maybe that's exactly what that's coming from. But no, I like being, I like to think I'm being myself.
Be humble
all the time.
As well.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder.
I don't really have anything to not be humble about, though, yet.
We'll have you back after you come from London, and I'll be like, you've changed.
I come in like with a team. Wow. Someone to get me like a Monster or a Red Bull every time I want to.
Oh, served grapes like a god.
My caffeine addiction is ridiculous. I have to put that out there.
So is that your vice? Your one and only vice?
Yeah.
What's your goals then? Because you do have this secret unreleased like EP, but is there going to be another on the horizon?
Yeah. I've like, to be honest, I've a lot of songs written. I wrote like too many last year when I kind of went quiet a little bit. So it's just picking and choosing now which ones I want to actually bring out. I will say I have like enough for a couple of projects. So I have one or two finalized and they're really nice. Like they're nice. They're sad and they're like slow, but they're nice. So I need to find a time and place for them because like I said, I do love a full band gig and I love going mental and I love a good mosh pit and I love a good dance. Do you know what I mean? But there has to be a time and a place for this stuff because I really, it's the most connected I've been to my music ever. So, so I need to find how to make that work, do you know? But also maintain this like energy, you know? I don't know. We'll figure it out.
After the Cypress Avenue gig with the Battle of the Bands, my neck was in bits from Move On.
Sorry.
I got way too...
I call that a bangover.
Yeah.
Head banging.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Because you're really able to kind of command the audience.
Yeah.
It's really like you have like a really individual vibe. It's very cool.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, 100%. Like, it's very unique because you're able to kind of do that soft, like, that softer side and, like, kind of, like, the bittersweet. But then, like, same time, channel that, like...
fiery.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Let's go. Yeah, like, yeah
100%.
Yeah. I started with the... Growing up, I started with the slow, emotional, really dive into the... how you present the song and how you... perform it and really connect with the song and stuff like that. But then I came to college and I met my band and they were, I don't know if you've ever heard of God Alone, but they're like a metal dancey.
You used to go to all the YMCA gigs.
Yeah, brilliant. So you know the lads. Anyway, so Jake the guitarist and Jack the drummer are my bandmates. So I suppose just the energy from going to their gigs and seeing how they work, I was like, I need a bit of that.
Like a mosher kid.
Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, those guys are crazy. You can't fake that. So I was like, I need to, like, take that energy and like somehow make pop music around it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because there's both. I really like that kind of doubleness.
Yeah, and it's fun.
It makes
fun.
It interesting.
It's fun.
And your voice is like really smooth. I just had
to say it.
Like, did you get like, did you do like speech and drama? Because your diction is incredible when you're singing.
And it's really? Do you think so?
Yes.
Wow, thank you. That's great.
I did a lot of speech and drama growing up, so it's one thing drilled into me, like when I'm listening to a song and I can't like hear each letter pronounced.
Okay.
I'm like, guys. And then when I was listening to your music, I was like, his diction. It's fantastic.
Great. You know what? I'm going to owe that to my mom. I'd say my mom just like, my mom knuckled down on my T's and my S's and my everything. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My THs,
there's,
if you will.
A little, like, fun compliment for you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm gonna give all of that glory to my mother. Yeah.
So, how do you think that like queerness comes into your art? Because I saw in the latest post advertising for Annabella, who's obviously a proud queer person as well, that like it was kind of like a project for like queerness to kind of thrive and like.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really dove into the world enough, I think, and I only really like accepted who I was when I was like 19 or 20. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still figuring that out. I'm always just still figuring things out, you know. No, I'm still figuring out the type of man I am.
Yeah.
I'm, like, do you know what I mean? It's there's a lot to know about, and there's a lot of learning in the queer world, and a lot to be involved in or not be involved in. You have to make a lot of decisions and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In terms of making music, it was just so fun, you know. And I wrote that song. I wrote "Hope You Cry," completely different to how I usually would. I just started just making a dance track, and I was like, okay, I can sing over this. This is so fun. So again, just exploring a new genre, and then it worked out, you know. But yeah, Hannah and myself, we were good friends. We went to the same college. Oh my god, I'm gone now. That's so sad. Anyway. Anyway, moving on. We went to the same college. She's incredible, and I made the record, and I was like, this is cool by myself, but like I just see this person on it with me, and I feel like we could bring a little something to Cork. You know what I mean? Hopefully people like it. I don't know. It's fun.
Like, yeah, I couldn't have asked for like a better collab, honestly.
Mm. Not enough people do collabs in Cork. What the hell is that?
I know, because we have the talent.
There's enough people here, like, you know,
guys,
just work together.
Stop like trying to do everything by yourself.
Yeah, me. But
give up the control. So do you think that like lyrics come first then with songwriting, or is it the melody? Because you said that like you started with the dance track and then.
Yeah, so that was like the first time that happened. I just started putting a kick like.
Yeah.
And then just went with that and was like, okay, this is fun. Let's try something new. But usually, like I said, I'll get a bit of inspiration like early in the morning, like, and just have to work on it. But I typically go to the piano first, typically. Guitar a lot more recently, but if everything else fails, I'll go back to a piano and write the song on there. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what do you have coming up next that we can look forward to?
So I have a few fun singles that I have planned to come out just for the summer, just because it's fun.
The summer bops.
Yeah, a few summer bops.
Are
yeah,
they
none too serious.
Okay,
none too serious. Just a bit of fun.
Lovely.
Drinks with your friends. You know what I mean.
Big bag of cans weather.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So I got one or two of them that I haven't even fully decided if I want one of them to come out, but I might just for fun. We'll see. I don't want to take anything too seriously.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have a few nice songs that are coming out before the emotional stuff is even thought about release. I moved into London, so my life right now is absolutely chaotic, trying to figure all of that out. But I'm moving over in 2 weeks, and I'm gonna be going full steam ahead, like full speed. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I'm so glad I got to catch you. Just
really. I'm happy to go. I've never been here as well, so it's good.
I'm so excited to see what the future holds.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on. This has been Lloyd John. Go check out all his socials and keep up with everything. Thank you.
Thanks. I've been getting sad all the time.
of a lot on my mind. I can't sleep at night, but it's my fault, I just stay up and cry. Gray on my walls, I think I'm losing sight.